If you knew your last words were going to be your last words, what would those last words be? An interesting thought, right? What would we say to our loved ones, the people gathered around us, if we could impart one last word of wisdom? Well, thankfully, we have an account in Scripture of someone who knew their time was coming, that these were their last words. And we have an account of what those last words were. We're talking about Jesus in John 17, when he's with his disciples for the last time before his betrayal and arrest. He's praying, and in that prayer to the Father, he's imparting doctrine and wisdom and sort of charges to his disciples, things that he wants them to know once he is gone. And what would those things be? Because the last words of Jesus would be something pretty important that we would want to take with us as well, right? He wants the disciples to know that if they have seen him, they have seen the Father, that he and his Father are one. He wants the disciples to be sanctified in truth. He wants the disciples, lastly, to be one in unity, to be one in spirit. And so as we look at others in the household of faith, even those we may have disagreements with, we are supposed to live out in that unity as well. As Jesus was one with the Father, he wanted his disciples to also be one with the Father, but to be one with one another as well. That's an important charge. And as we look at the last things Jesus wanted to make sure he imparted, those must be pretty important things. And why was it so important? He says he wanted them to love one another so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you love me. So our love, our unity one for another is important so that the world may know. Let's live that truth out in our day-to-day lives and the way we treat one another. With Everyday Blessings, I'm Valerie Case.